systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Today is Monday, February 15th, 2010. And my name is Matt.
And my name's Danny.
And also with us tonight, for the very first time in his life ever recorded on a microphone, I don't know how well this is going to work, my brother.
Hello.
My brother, my slightly more retarded brother, slightly more autistic.
Oh, thank you.
He got slightly more vaccinated than I did when we were younger. Diseases were bad when he was a kid.
He is much sweeter than you, I must say.
It's because he got his ass beat a lot more than me.
It worked out for the best because I have all of my penis intact.
That is true.
We're all sitting on the couch, and like I'm like, I have a headache, and you just scream, and he's like, what are you doing, dude? She has a headache.
That's not
like,
how
he's
it happened.
He's way more considerate than you will
it,
ever be.
That's not how
Chelsea,
it happened.
Chelsea, I'm sorry. We're going to have to trade. Because
no,
I'm
there's
tired
room
of
mine. For three at home.
24,
and he's much more clean shaven.
24-year-old kind of a dyke for a 19-year-old, totally a female chick.
What do you want? What do you want?
I don't know. Because I know, like, after a while, her voice would get to me. She'd be like, Matthew, and that'd be the end of it.
Yeah.
Right? Oh, I wish you were on camera for that. That was awesome.
Oh, man.
Glad
like
I'm not. I'll be sleeping on the couch.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, she says less of a Mexi stash, too. And she says she's not 19.
That's because you don't grow any hair on your face at all.
I try, though.
She so said, why are you, hold on, why are you here? What have we been doing
yeah,
the last couple days?
What the fuck are you doing here? I was like,
we've been
what
hacking
the
Gibson.
Hacking the planet? Mark watched. Mark watched the movie Hackers when it first came out. He was six. He's been hacking the planet ever since.
Oh my god!
And then,
dude.
And then Hackers 2 came out. Oh, forget it. So today, you will be all happy to know that I hacked my first WEP. Hacked it 64 bits.
Your first
hacked
what?
The fuck out of it, which is fine.
Your first what?
My first WEP.
What the
my
fuck is that?
WEP encrypted Wi-Fi.
I don't know.
There's
understand.
A list. There's a
backtrack,
list, and it goes.
Hell yeah. Backtrack 4.
Backtrack 4. Command line backtrack 4. So there's a list that goes from one end of Kalispell to the other. And in that list, there is a field that says WEP. And there is about 800. How many are in there? How many would you say?
A lot.
A lot? There's a lot of WEP encrypted networks. And we're going to make it our personal mission to secure them all. I'm going to personally see to it that each of them have WPSKTKIP
with
on
permission.
With permission by the end of the week.
Can you stop speaking total
so,
nerd
So, we
now?
Were going to go to Verizon. I need you all to know something. We were going to go to Verizon and buy a netbook because at Verizon you cannot have to pay for shit. You can just put it on your phone bill, you know, and then maybe pay for it later or just take it back or whatever. So Verizon has three netbooks at it, and all of them have this little thing under it that says with a 2-year contract. Now, this is just a laptop, right? If you go into Staples or Best Buy and buy a laptop, is there a contract with it? Anyone? The answer is no. All right, take two. If you go into Staples or Best Buy and buy a laptop, is there a contract with it? You guys are awful.
There should be. There's some dumb
No, there's
fuckers.
Not.
I guess it's just another way to make money, so.
So basically, if you buy a netbook there, it will cost you $960.
At Verizon?
At Verizon in 2 years because you have to pay for 3G service. Even though you can already just probably tether your phone to it for free and get 3G service, you have to have another thing on
like
it.
Like a whole nother like line type deal.
Right,
of.
Yeah. Basically, you have to get another line on a computer you're buying.
That's
so
stupid.
So check this out. If you're like, no, it's cool, I just want the computer. $600 instead of
wow.
On a laptop that would be like $300.
That's still too much for a netbook.
It is. It's so
still
too
fucking
much. There's no matter which way you slice it,
that's
you're
so
getting
stupid.
Fucked. So the moral of the story is don't buy netbooks from Verizon. But
all right.
So we're there, right? And we're just kind of talking. And how did that happen, Mark? These people come up to us.
No, they heard us talking about tethering the droid
oh, right.
to your laptop so you don't have to pay for this ridiculous service plan.
Right, right in front of the lady that
yeah,
worked there.
Right. After she asks us for help with her home network.
Right, the lady's like, so I'm having this problem at home. So basically, and then after that we went to Best Buy, and the same thing happened. Like, we're sitting there messing with shit, and one of us says something maybe a little too loud, and like two people will come over and be like, hey, I couldn't help over here, but what do you think about this and this? And like, if we would have been charging, we would have made enough money to buy, you know, a netbook there.
Your $900 Verizon netbook.
I know it. Just like that. Just from sitting there helping people. So I don't know. Either are the people at Best Buy just not that helpful, or are we just too loud?
No, I think
we're too loud.
Probably.
So...
Well,
happy. What did you get Chelsea for Valentine's Day, Mr. Lee?
Ooh, bad question.
Bad question.
The answer is a nothing.
A dinner at the Tamarack?
I didn't want anything.
That's what I told her. I said, don't get me anything so I won't feel like an asshole because I'm not getting you anything.
And what did she say?
I know, right?
Okay.
Did she get you something?
No.
What did you get him? What? Oh, right. I'm waiting for an answer. Did she get? What did you? What did happen? What happened? Who got who what? Nothing?
Zilch.
You know what I got? Nothing. You know what I gave, though? Same thing I always give. The altar to our love. It's the same thing, right?
Yeah.
Well, what did I get you the first year? An altar to our love.
A bunch of roses.
And?
Candles.
And?
A card.
What did I get you this year, though, that you've been wanting?
Kitten
that lubed up dildo hanging in the kitchen.
Yeah, we're gonna get to that in a sec. What did I get you?
A stuffed kitten.
A kitten?
A stuffed kitten.
Right.
Gay.
A fake kitten.
And what have you been bugging me to get you?
A real kitten.
No, you did not specify.
I want one that meows and poops.
You gotta put batteries
in
it. I told you.
No, I want a real kitten.
I got you a kitten.
I want a real kitten.
I got her a kitten for Valentine's Day, and it's not good enough. Do you see this?
Because it's
why?
Fake.
Do you guys always have to argue?
Yes.
What did
fuck.
I get for Valentine's
this
Day?
This is why I'm still here, dude.
What did I get
it's
for Valentine's
Day? You what? Got laid. Shut up.
No, hold on.
Boom!
That was part of your present with the kitten.
I didn't want to fuck. That
all
was
right.
for you.
Was it?
Yeah.
Well, that's not what I wanted.
Well, what'd you want?
Just a blowjob.
Too bad.
So I got fucked instead.
Yeah?
Verizon got me that same exact present. Funny, huh?
Oh, eh.
So what did you get today? Have you spent all your tax money yet?
No.
What have you bought in so far?
Oh, but anyway, on Valentine's Day, on my way to work, Ashley got me a card.
And? What else did Ashley get you?
Chocolates and a card.
Do you think maybe if I wanted you eating chocolates, I would have bought you chocolates? Maybe by me not buying you chocolates.
I ate like two out of the box and handed the rest out to everybody else. So
oh, I
shit.
Ate one.
I don't
you know,
really dig chocolate.
You know what fucking sucks about those chocolates?
What?
You don't know what the fuck's in them.
I know.
I hate that shit.
No.
There's no fucking like color code or anything. It's just like you're. It's like playing Minesweeper 1.0 on Windows 3.1, and you're like. And then
I just thought it was super sweet because, like, it came in a heart and it said best friends. And Ashley got me this card and it says some cute stuff on it. It says, for someone special. And you open it up, it says, on this day, when hearts remember, I remember you. Happy Valentine's Day. And it says, you're the bestest friend I've ever had. Thank you for everything you've ever done. I love you. Love always, Ashley.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
So who else wrote something in your card?
Yeah, you did.
I did. I wrote you a poem. Also something you've been wanting.
You want? Yeah,
you've
it's a
been
shitty
wanting.
Ass poem.
Whoa! Yeah?
Well,
it was
like,
shitty ass sex. So
good.
There.
Good.
Shitty ass.
Good.
Well, good.
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 Why was the dildo covered in slime?
I don't know.
Mark noticed that. Isn't that weird?
Yeah, I know. We don't even touch it. It's just over Mark, there. I think it sweats.
What do you think it was, Mark?
I'm going to go with some sort of flavored lube.
Flavored lube for 500.
It smells like cherries.
Ew.
So, my question, like he was asking me why you were using that. And I was like, no one ever uses it. And he's like, dude, touch it. And I touched
it. It's slimy.
And it's slimy. Now, the question is...
Okay, I have, like, cleaning stuff and everything. If I were using it, it would be clean.
Okay.
Ew.
And not
slimy. I haven't touched it, so who...
No, it's just icky like that. Does like, it I just... think it sits over there and sweats.
It's melting. Our big... Mike, the Eon, why is our big purple dildo melting?
It's sweaty. I don't like
why?
It. So, anyway, dude...
Have you ever seen a dildo melt like that? Mark.
Never.
Me neither.
Anyway, so yesterday, dude, Valentine's Day.
Yeah, how was that?
Oh, it was
I got
great.
Fucking baked,
dude,
all day.
I haven't had a Valentine's Day where I didn't work almost all day.
And then I
day.
Hacked WEP. And I know how to hack WEP now. 64-bit.
Barely.
I need my notes, but I can do it.
That's cool.
That is cool. If we're on vacation somewhere and you're like, man, I really need to check my email. And you're like, shit, all these Wi-Fi spots are locked, but they're all WEP. You're going to really hope that I have my notes and can remember how to do it.
Yeah.
No, but yeah, what happened? Because I was kind of upset about that, too. We were going to totally chill before you had to go to work on Valentine's
totally
Day.
I was totally content with sitting on the couch and
sucking my dick.
With you.
And then all of a sudden, this fucking bitch calls.
Yeah. I was scheduled for like 2 o'clock anyway. So because I was scheduled at 2 o'clock because the boss had to go somewhere to do something with his fucking girlfriend or whatever. So basically he's not going to be there all day. So there's someone scheduled for the morning and then me at 2 o'clock and then someone else at like 4.
Right.
You know, so that way nobody's, you know, someone's always there.
But now are they really expecting a bar? It's a bar first, right? And then a restaurant just to serve bar customers?
Right.
Or is it like a restaurant people go to?
It's restaurant people,
but
too.
But do people go there specifically for the restaurant?
Yeah.
Or are they getting food while they're at the bar?
No,
that's
no.
what I'm saying.
People go there like big,
like for
big
the,
families.
Really?
Like, yeah, yeah.
That's weird.
We have a very good reputation for the food and stuff. It's a family atmosphere, too, at the same time.
At a bar.
Yeah.
I guess, though, they can kind of say that about all bars now that you can't smoke in any of them.
Yeah.
It's all like, well, since we lost that group of customers, let's bring the kids in. Yeah.
Anyway, so fucking I get a call around like 12:30. Like, or no, a text message that says, can you come to work early? And I text back. I'm like, why? Is it busy? And then this chick calls me and she's like, hey, I'm just really sick and I've been throwing up and I don't feel good. And the funny thing is the night before I closed and I threw up twice while I was at work and still did my fucking
job. You didn't
job.
Text her and were like, hey, I'm totally puking down the toilet right now. Please come work for me.
No. No, I'm like, hey, I'm on a barf. Okay, I'm cool. Let's do this.
Now, is this something you expect from this chick?
Yes.
Because it's happened every day you work with her, or?
Yes.
What's her problem?
Her problem is the fact that she's lazy.
Okay.
Extremely lazy. Like, every day I work with her, I know it's going to be the hardest day I have to work. Because I go in, and automatically I'm handed a prep list.
Is she also a dishwasher?
No.
Oh, really? What is she?
She's the lead cook.
What?
Yeah.
Why? How did that happen?
She's been there since before it was the KB, and now it's the... or it
before
was,
it was the KB, it was nothing.
No, it was the Painted Horse.
Oh, she was there when it was that?
Yep.
Huh.
And the owners like her and all this shit, and they have a
Why?
Soft spot for her. I have no idea.
Do they know what kind of shit she pulls?
No, but I'm going to, like...
Make
I'm a little
it known?
Pissed about it, and, like, the next time I work with her for, like, 2 days in a row. So I'm just going to, like, type up a letter and fucking give it to my boss and be like, dude...
Is
this
there,
is what's up. I'm pissed. You
is
know?
There network WEP there? Because
yeah,
I know a guy that could maybe.
No, and I don't care about your WEP.
You're gonna God, care about
you fucking
WEP when?
Back.
Oh, that was. Did you
bang.
Get that? That was like a geek
it took
racist
me a second, but it was funny. It was funny.
What? Wow.
Wow.
I'm impressed.
Anyway, so fucking, she calls me in early, and I'm like, all right, fine. So I go in early. I get there like 1 o'clock, an hour before I'm supposed to be there, and she doesn't look sick to me. She doesn't fucking stick to me at all. And she's doing her job and shit. And then I'm like, all right, what needs to be done? She's like, oh, just a couple things. And while she was on the phone with me, while I was here on the couch, she's like, I got to get downstairs to slice ham. And I can't, like, do these things. And I get there, and the ham is still on the fucking
table. Hold on,
table.
I can't walk down the stairs?
I don't know, dude. I have no idea.
I'm seeing a large woman. Is she a larger woman? I'm saying 200 plus.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm psychic.
Okay.
Where's my $1 million, James Randi? I just did it. I just did the $1 million psychic challenge.
Anyway,
amazing,
so,
right?
Like, I get there and the ham's still sitting there. I'm like, you couldn't fucking slice
that's
the goddamn
fucked up,
ham.
Right? Like, I'm not even supposed to be here yet.
I know.
You call me off of my couch 2 hours early to come slice ham that you were supposed to do in the first place.
So, anyway, dude, and like, I'm like, all right, what needs to be done? She's like, oh, just these few things. So I take her prep list, and there's only like two or three things on it, right? I think I kind of pissed her off. I grab the clipboard of our actual prep list, and I grab my pen, and I just start walking down the line and like grabbing and checking everything.
And putting your name on it so she doesn't cross it out
and
put her name on it?
I'm checking all the things that I need to do, and then I make myself a prep list, which is like, flabam, fucking long. And like, while I'm doing it, I'm like, all right, you know, do we need to bake off more burger buns? What do you think? And she's like, well, I guess you could if you really want to, but I don't really see a point in it. She's like, we really don't need it.
Or you mean you can if you're going to do it, but if I'm going to do it, then
she
just forget it. We don't need them.
She seriously thought that we wouldn't need them or anything. She's like, no, we don't need to do those. But if I hadn't pulled burger buns and fucking rye rolls out to proof and bake, we would have ran out by like 5 o'clock and that would have been fucked. And so I had to put that on my list. I had to fucking pull fucking buns and rye rolls, proof them, bake them. I had to, I even asked her, I was like, did you blanch fries this morning? And she, stop it.
What?
Anyway,
I don't
was
blanch
like,
fries. I would have made her do it.
I was like, did you blanch fries this morning? She's like, yeah. And I go and check. It's not even a full fucking hotel pan full. I'm like,
Did you ask her, like, okay, seriously, between me and you, we know you're bullshitting. Now tell me honestly, what have you done? Because honestly, I'm going to go do the rest.
The things that she does are like backups. Like, she'll get romaine and salad mix and like green leaves.
Is it all
like,
the easier stuff to do?
Yes,
so she goes through it and
picks. She's just grabbing a bag out of the walk-in and then putting it in another container and wrapping it. That's all she's doing. Like, that's it.
That's
okay.
Fucked, dude.
And
she makes more money than you do while you're doing all this other shit.
Way more money than
Push her
I
down
do.
The stairs. Be like, hey, can you show me this down here? And she, like, walks over there and then just, like, give her a good shove.
Anyway, so basically, I end up making her stay there until the other guy gets there so she can cook on the line and I can fucking get this prep stuff.
Is that just
out?
Pissing her off? Because
yeah.
She'll get you fired.
Obviously,
she's not indispensable and you are.
I don't give a fuck at this point, you know.
Are you there?
Are you there? I want my job. But the thing is everyone has brought it up to her so far. Okay, both the other guy line cooks have brought it up. And you know what? The other dishwasher, Juan,
Valdez?
No.
Does he have a goat? No. Okay.
He rents a room from her.
What?
And lives with her.
At the Rosebriar?
He fucking hates working with her.
Oh, I bet.
Hates it. Like, ugh. He gets pissed. He's like, oh, no, she's just fucking lazy. She fucking lazy. Like, oh, dude, it's so messed up. He gets pissed because she leaves him alone for hours on end, and he, like, doesn't,
is
he
Juan
doesn't
our,
have a cooking background at all.
Is Juan our inside guy?
What?
Is he the guy we need to go to get
what
her taken the fuck down?
Saying?
I'm saying let's take this bitch down to Funky Town. Downtown, that's what
but
I'm
anyway,
saying.
But anyway, so no, everyone else has said something to the boss about this except me. And I'm finally to the point, like, you know, all right, I work with her.
It's because you're the one that does it. No one else says anything because they don't give a shit, you know?
They have all went and said something
really?
To our boss. Yeah, they've all complained about
it. What does he say?
I don't know.
I'm
I think
working
he's afraid
with her.
Of her. I think what? He's fucking afraid of her.
You should just kick her ass.
Just fuck it, dude. Fuck
problem
it.
Solved.
Just,
well, and I work with her the most out of anybody else. So I'm constantly getting all this shit. Like, I have to go in and expect to do her job and for her to leave halfway through
which
the
is
shift.
Fine. I wouldn't have a problem with you doing that if you were getting paid
right.
more than
dishwasher.
I don't
have a problem at all with working. Okay?
You're still
I
a
like
dishwasher there
that.
And they're making you do all this other shit and not paying for it.
The thing is I like doing that. I like cooking. I don't mind prepping up a bunch of shit or, you know, getting ready for the night or whatever. I don't mind doing that.
You're their $900 netbook. That's what you are.
He can't stop thinking
about
that.
I can't, dude. I was so pissed about that. Who would do that?
Anyway, so...
Anyways.
Anyways, sorry.
So fucking, dude, she leaves, and the other guy gets there, Eric, which is a really cool guy. Fucking love working with him. And, like, dude, he's fast and, like, gets shit done, and, you know, he's fun to work with. You know, he's funny and shit. And, like, he gets there, and I'm like, all right, dude, I got this going on. This is what we need. And he's like, holy shit. I'm like, yeah. And she said it was stocked to the brim. And I'm like, yeah.
What'd she say, though, when she's like, okay, now that you're here 2 hours early, I'm going to get out of here.
I was there an hour early.
Right. But what'd she say? Like, she tried to leave, right?
Yeah.
How does that interaction go? I want to know, like, did she try to leave? And you like, not on my watch.
No,
or, like,
I was just
something
like well,
that,
I was like, are you cool enough to hang around so you can, you know, take care of the line while I get this prep shit
I brought
going.
You an oxygen tank. It's going to be
right?
okay.
And there was only like a couple tickets at a time. It wasn't a big deal or anything. So, I, you know, there's a garbage can there. Puke in it if you have to. I don't give a fuck. Just give me a minute to get my shit
it's
together.
It's still got your puke in it,
because
right?
you can't just fucking leave me with all your prep shit and the line, like, as tickets are coming in, because I can't prep if I'm doing tickets.
Right.
Okay?
That's
and
why
then I'm
she
run
was
out of shit.
You mean that's what she was supposed to be doing?
Right.
In before the rush, you're supposed to be prepping.
But
what
no,
a
the thing
dumb
is
cunt.
Is that the store
Can
isn't open until 11 o'clock, and she's there at 8 o'clock or 8:30 or 9 o'clock in the morning. And that's what she's supposed to be doing from then to 11 o'clock.
Right, that's
prepping.
What I'm saying. Like,
supposed
what,
to have that done.
What is going on between these time frames that
and
nothing
you know what, the
is...
ham? The ham? Guess what I did? In the first fucking 10 minutes there, I sliced it.
Right. It doesn't
by
take
hand.
Long.
You don't need to fucking take it downstairs to a goddamn slicer. You do it by hand. It's so not hard. Oh, no. Anyway, so fucking me and Eric, like, the
that's
entire
funny.
Time, dude.
Hold on. The bot...
If anyone would like to download Danny's rant, there will be a link after the show. Christ.
Awesome.
Dude, you have no idea.
That's where
I
the bot's at. I understand.
But, like...
I wouldn't dude, come here if I was a bot and I saw Rhythm406 in the chat. I'd be like, fuck no. I just got done cleaning my pond ass. Yeah,
anyways.
No, that's fucked up, dude. I wouldn't put up with that shit.
So,
I would fight her. We're going to have to fight for the position
so
and the raise
out.
That goes along with it.
Hang on,
to the death.
Shut up.
To the death.
Shut up.
I'm just saying.
So fucking the entire time, like, I get there at 1. Eric gets there at 3.
Wait, at 1?
And
come on.
Me and Eric do you not left. Stop moving the entire day, night, or whatever. Because, dude, there was so much shit to do. If there wasn't a ticket, we were prepping.
Right.
You know, it was just so much fucking shit. And then, you know, on top of everything that we had to do that she didn't do, we did all that, and it got busy. So by the end of the night, we were almost out of the shit that we had prepped.
Right.
So, and then both me and him
was it
had
packed for Valentine's Day?
Not packed, but
a little bit.
Steadily busy. And, dude, me and him had to come back and open this morning. So we had to, like, again fucking
right.
do everything
refill
that we just
it.
Did yesterday. And, dude, it sucks so bad. I was just fucking done by the
next
end of the
time
day
you
day.
See her, just fire her.
And I was really hoping that my boss would be there today because I wanted to talk to him. I saved my prep list and shit. I'm like, look at this crap. I'm like, you can go through this line. My
it's
name's
notarized.
On everything. I'm like, look at this shit. This is what I did. And, like, but he wasn't even fucking here today. I guess he's still in Missoula doing something, so fuck me. And the next time
fuck.
I work, it's with her.
Of course.
For Thursday and Friday.
I'm putting my vote behind Fighter.
I'm just sick of her, dude. It's like, I do so fucking much, and I get paid so fucking little.
Invite her to dodgeball.
I'm just
and
done.
We'll all fight her.
Dude, and I'm gonna talk to the dude. I'm gonna be like, look, dude, if you don't give me a raise or do something about her, I'm gonna file for partial unemployment.
Then he'll just get rid of you.
He can't.
How so?
Because he can't. He has to have a legitimate reason to get rid of me.
The same way Famous Dave's did?
Dude, I quit Famous Dave's.
But that's what he'll do. He'll just start taking your hours away, right?
No.
That's what they do, isn't it? When they have
I already get shit for hours.
So that doesn't matter.
No.
Well, fuck him then. Fight her.
I will.
I have a vote for fight her, take her wage,
no,
and her
really
job
cool
title.
She's a really cool person. Like, she's a really awesome
They always are,
cool
aren't
person.
They? Until you work with yeah. them, and then you're like, I fucking hate you.
It's like your friend that works with you or whatever.
Yeah,
dude, you know what?
That
I
will happen.
Fucking hate her.
Yeah.
Ugh, I ratted her out.
Her
too.
Dad doesn't own the business, though, does he? Does
no,
she? He?
No.
It. Okay.
No, but like, I totally ratted her out. About calling in.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
But she had called out the day before. I thought it was for Valentine's Day.
No,
I
think
it
was
Friday.
For whatever day it was.
It was Friday.
Know. Probably.
And I told my boss, he's like, yeah, let me go check. And he's like, she's not on the schedule for this day. And he's like, but she was on the schedule for yesterday and she did call in. And I'm like, ah.
That was her
he's
friend.
Like, he's like, how do you know about this? You know, how did you hear about it? I'm like, well, you
know. Because I'm a nosy bitch. Don't
whatever.
Worry
I,
about
I was like, whatever. I just know. And he's like, well, why would she tell you something like that? I'm like, maybe because she trusts me. And he's like, ah. And he's like, what the hell? I was like, I just don't like her. I don't fucking like. I'm like, she's lazy. He's
out
like,
for
I know.
Blood. Oh,
I
man.
Was like, she's lazy. And he's like, yeah, I know. I totally know she's lazy.
Yeah, that shit happens.
I don't know. So I can't wait to fucking talk to my boss. I'm going to like fucking type up a letter and shit.
Well, speaking of not doing your job while at work, a 41-year-old mortuary assistant has been arrested for alleged, what do you think?
Mm.
What? You're in a mortuary and you're being arrested. What were
necrophiliac.
You
necrophiliac.
Alleged violation of corpses. Necrophiliac.
Yay!
Thank you very much. Superintendent Mizuski Vidya said the man was arrested on Sunday afternoon. Another worker allegedly caught him with his pants down.
Nice.
That sucks, dude.
How embarrassing.
I know, dude. You're there just like zipping up right as the door opens and just, oh, man. Not even time to like clean it out or anything. DNA just everywhere. Like, it's not what it looks like. We'll let the DNA tell. It's fine. He said there were three bodies, and tests conducted revealed he had allegedly violated two. How do you allegedly violate two?
Actually, how do you not allegedly?
All right, well, there was it Brittany Murphy? That's all I want to know. Or
that
Michael
would be
Jackson.
Great. I think she died a little while ago for that.
Is that too stale?
She's kind of crusty and moldy.
Yeah, he's going to court. Well... have you heard the new Cannabis album?
Yeah, partially, and
thank
I don't
God,
dig it, dude.
No.
No, it's great. I like it. I like it, but check this out. You know who D12 is, right? Dirty
yeah.
Dozen?
Yes.
Naughty Rotten Rhymers? Mm. Okay. They were like Eminem's boys, right? They were his black posse.
Right. Uh-huh.
They're on the new Cannabis album, like, totally dissing him. Do you know what happened? Was there a falling out that I wasn't aware of?
I have no idea, dude.
Yeah, I don't know. There's a track on there where it's like Cannabis and D12 just like going to town on him. Like, you shouldn't make fun of Mariah. That's a bitch move and this and that. Like, I agree with that. She's a
Chester
cunt.
Chester says you never thought you would get caught, did you, Matt?
What? I don't even know what that means.
She's so assuming you're the necrophiliac.
Oh,
no. She is funny.
That is funny.
I am kind of dead inside.
Do you have my ticket to DEF CON yet? Are we really doing this?
I'm doing this.
I have time off if we're doing it.
Well.
Am I getting a ticket there?
It's possible.
You have time off?
Uh-oh.
To go to
uh-oh.
DEF CON? Fuck yeah, I do.
So you're going to skip out on Florida to go to DEF CON?
No. That's why. If they buy me a ticket, then I'm going to both.
They, like all of you people in the
like
chat.
Like everyone
room.
In the
wait,
chat,
like,
jamhole.com/donate. I need to go to DEF CON this year so I can hack web encryptions.
Wait, so
legally.
What, do you have 2 weeks paid this year?
No, I just have one. I'm not, that's on a weekend. So if we fly down, I'll only miss like 1 day of work. And it'll be a Monday. So
okay.
Someone else there can do my route for me. But no, for Florida's what? But I was talking to my boss today and apparently... in 2 more years, like the next one after this one, I will start getting 2 weeks.
That's
so then
nice.
We can have like a 2 week
long. I
liked
it at Dave's, like after your first year, you get 1 week's paid, and then after your second year, you get 2 weeks paid.
Anyway, so what the fuck, D12? What happened?
Who cares?
I don't know. I just thought that was weird because that's like he was producing him, and now they're all mad at him. Like, what happened? Is he going to be the next black rapper to get shot? I don't know if I can
I really
handle
don't
that.
Care.
I don't know if I can live through another artist like that getting killed. You know what happened to me when Pac got shot? and you saw me when Biggie got shot. I was a wreck. We all were. We all were.
I
really didn't care. My cousin did.
All right. Well, we got the dodgeball video up. Everyone subscribed at thejamhole.com to the feed. Got
Are you
that.
Ready for another one?
I am ready for another one.
Tomorrow night?
But yeah, no, I'm definitely, me and Tyler, we're ready to raid some fucking dodgeball tomorrow. But that's the last one. McNally's going to be able to help us edit because he just moved and shit and he's really busy now. But he did a fucking awesome job on that. So it's up at thejamhole.com and it's up on the feed if you guys are subscribed. And of course, at thejamhole.com/YouTube, it's called Dodgeball Game 1. But yeah, he did a cool job. He put the shit to it, and you saw. What did you think of that?
I thought it was fucking awesome.
Were you like, holy shit, I took these?
Yeah,
this video?
Yeah, I was kind of like, damn.
Yeah,
he did good.
He made it look really good. So definitely check that out.
That means I must not have been too bad.
No, it came out really good, and the music and the talking and the front and the back and the this and that. It was really good. So yeah, make sure you rate that and leave a comment that says hi. That's all I want.
Cool.
Do you know about a site... Mark showed me this weekend, and I thought this was the greatest thing ever. Hey, can you help me find something online?
Yeah.
How would you go about doing that? Could you Google something for me real quick?
I certainly could.
Will you paste the link to that in the chat? Because that is so wonderful,
it's old news.
Is it old? I've never heard of this. Are you guys aware of Let Me Google That For You?
.com.
.com.
It's so great. I almost pissed my pants after he showed me that. He's like, hold on, let me get that for you. And then you send a link and it does
there
it.
There you go. Check that shit out.
So yeah. Guess what?
See, they don't know. You got to see that. It's great. But anyway, yeah, check that out. I'll put a link to it in the show notes. And then
it's only funny if you fall victim to it.
Right. It is funny, though. What?
Guess what? I was calling around and stuff to like find and get an appointment for my eyes and shit.
Yes.
And Walmart was backed up. Like,
what's wrong
all
with your eyes?
Everything.
I mean, besides the obvious. Sorry, but like, is that all that's wrong though? Like,
no,
can you
I
see
have,
fine? And
yeah, I could see absolutely just fine.
You just see over there and over there.
No, dude, I'm lazy eye. I've got to punch your brother.
Now hold on, we need to figure out something. Who have you been fucking yourself with that? Because that's the only reason that should be that way. It was slimy.
Oh,
is that funny. Why?
She threw it on the what? Floor.
Why was that dildo all slimy?
I don't know. It's disgusting.
I know.
Sitting over there.
But why? Like, there's a puddle on the bookshelf.
Has been rubbing her twat on it. I don't
Whoa.
Know.
I'm going to have to set the camera up on the bookshelf, it sounds like. But yeah, so you're going to get some glasses, which is weird because I never even knew you wore glasses.
I've been wearing glasses since I was 3 years old.
Except for since you've been
here. The last 6 years. I broke my old glasses.
Like, I've never seen you with them.
Yeah,
so.
A lot of people haven't. But
can you pick that up, please? That's really bugging me. That's really bugging me.
No. Anyway, fucking... Are you going to get up and pick it up yourself?
Careful, your hands will get sticky.
Probably, dude. It's nasty. If you fucking touch me with that, I swear to God.
She likes to touch herself with it.
Anyway, fucking... So, I'm lazy-eyed in my left eye, which means that the muscle in my left eye to turn to the left and look up and down and stuff is weaker than my right eyes is to turn around stuff. So it's hard for it to keep up with my right eye. And so sometimes it's just like, nah, fuck this, and does what it wants. So that...
But glasses will fix that?
Yeah, it strengthens it
to
help my muscle and shit. Like, the muscle
I was thinking it was like from the inside that you would need to fix it.
And I can't even get LASIK surgery because the muscle itself is too small to work on.
Right, I meant like a new muscle.
Yeah, no. But, like, basically, if you look at my glasses when I get them, the left frame will be, or the left lens will be thicker than the right lens.
Nollies and Dead says if Matt stopped nutting in your eye, it should get better.
Yeah, that might help.
I only did that once. It was on accident. Mm-hmm. I saw that in a porn I was watching the other day, though. It was so funny. And she, like, you could tell she wanted to wipe it out, but they were making her, like, sit there. And, like, she kept trying to, like, move her hand to wipe it out, and they were like, not yet, not yet. And her eyes started blinking really fast. And it was just a gob, like it just, it was pretty funny.
Huh.
Anyway,
so yeah, I need glasses to strengthen my left eye so that way I stop getting headaches and shit.
Right.
Why don't you just exercise it?
I do by opening my eyes every day.
And here we go. One and two and one. Don't stop.
I'm Come also on. Farsighted, which means that I can see things far away, but that was not a great comic.
Oh.
I hate you.
Sorry.
And I
They were
have...
a rap group. You're
Fuck.
Right. Far Side.
Fuck.
Keep them coming.
I can. I can. All right. I got a quickie here. What would Jamhole do? The jamhole.com/forums. You can go back and check out all those. This is number 17, I believe. Which ability would you rather have? A. Able to teleport anywhere at will with the drawback that you cannot carry anything, not even the clothes, on your back.
And Samuel Jackson hunting your ass down like in Jumper, oh, right? Yeah,
Jumper.
Fuck that ability.
Fucking A. Yeah. Or able to turn invisible at will. Which movie is that? Hollow Man.
With Kevin.
Kevin Bacon.
Not famous anymore.
Turn invisible with your clothes?
Hold
or
on.
Do you...
Turn invisible at will with the drawback that when invisible you cannot touch or say anything. Well, isn't that kind of the
That's
point
gay.
Of being
yeah,
invisible?
No, shit, right?
No but
to
I
want to,
like, rape somebody.
Okay.
What's wrong with that?
Yikes. You will get to
Lots
where...
In,
what's wrong with raping somebody? Well, let's see. if that somebody happens to be dead, we know that you can be arrested, so... Mm. But, right, if you're invisible, you get to wear invisible clothes. Neither transition will work when you're being watched or recorded, and touching anything includes your own pink bits. So no masturbating while you're invisible.
That was the only cool part about being about... invisible, was I'm going to go check out what this chick looks like in the nude without
and,
her knowing.
And
right?
touch myself
come
while
on,
doing
come
it.
Come on, honestly.
All right. So, yeah, as long as, like you said, Sam Jackson wasn't chasing me, I'd probably go with the teleport.
Right?
But if he was, I'd probably go with being invisible. I don't know. That's a hard one. Invisible?
What were the drawbacks for invisibility again? It was
no rape.
You can't touch or say anything, which is kind of the point. So you're invisible. It doesn't help being invisible and you're like, hey, I'm over here! Right here!
I would like to fuck with people. I'd be like, psst, hey.
Yeah, you couldn't, like, pick up rocks and throw them or anything. You couldn't touch anything.
I would, like, move shit.
You couldn't even touch yourself.
Ew. It's not cool.
Your only way to do it, you'd have to, like, spit on people or something. I don't know. How would you do it if you couldn't touch them? Or anything?
I don't know. And teleporting, you have some dude chasing you and you can't take your clothes?
No, that's
I'm
not
like,
in this.
What?
That's in the movie Jumper. This is different. Yeah. You can't carry anything. Or clothes, which means,
you
I
know
guess...
You know what I would do? I would, like, set up spots all over town with, like, a little package of clothes.
Okay.
And just, like, teleport.
Also in the movie Jumper by 20th Century Fox. Oh,
okay. Coming I never watched soon. That. So.
You never saw Jumper?
What?
Oh, man.
No.
Can I... Do you want to talk about that?
No.
Oh,
what you
man.
Should do is just, like, get that fucking latex body paint and just paint your body and teleport.
No,
and you're cool.
I don't think that would work. Do we allow that? Dirt. No.
Allow it.
Nope.
I'll allow it.
Doesn't allow it.
I don't know.
All right.
I'll
well,
go with invisibility. That's pretty cool.
Speaking about putting on some pounds, have you heard?
What?
Weren't we speaking
That's
about?
The worst segue ever.
Oh well, Kevin Smith is fat. Can
okay.
I say that?
Thank you.
No, you're supposed to say, how fat is he?
I don't care.
He's so fat that Southwest kicked him off of a plane. And so check this out. This is awesome. This really shows, like, I understand you're a big man, and he has a lot of money, and I do believe he bought two seats, right? Right? Did he buy seats? Did he buy two? Does anyone know? Kevin Smith says he's way fat.
Trying to let your brother talk, but he's just typing. He's like, nah.
Kevin Smith says he's way fat, but that shouldn't stop him from flying.
Yes, it should,
Hold
actually.
On, hold on. Is that why penguins can't fly?
We should have, like, fat people planes where, like, the seats are, like, bench seats and...
Right. No, they do. They're called C-38s, and there's no chairs. It's just a big cargo plane.
He had to have bought two seats.
Right.
He's humongous. Have you seen him?
He's bigger than his latest movie.
Beer
Let's
Bear
just put
says
it that
yes,
way.
He did buy two
Boom
seats.
Boom stick. Smith raised, or the director and actor says a pilot ejected him from Southwest Airlines flight from Oakland, the Sac town, the Bay Area, then back down to Burbank, California, saying he didn't fit properly in a single seat. Smith raised a stink about the incident on his Twitter page, which I just so happen to have here, saying, quote, "I'm way fat, but I'm not there just yet. If you look like me, you may be ejected from Southwest Air." Well, then doesn't that mean that, yes, you just got there? Like, you are there now because they did that.
Yeah.
You are now there. Kevin Smith, you are now
point,
there just
hey,
yet.
Guess what? Drive.
Drive. Your U-Haul. God, that's... What happened to him? He used to be a decent... I mean, he's always been a big dude, but, like, dude, he looks like he ate Silent Bob and Jay. What's his name? Both
God.
Of them. Jason Mewes. He ate him, too. And that other dude.
He is Silent Bob, you douche.
Right, but he ate him.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, wow.
There's like this kid I knew in high school. He was like tall and slender and shit, and I just found him on Facebook. Holy shit, he's a fucking planet, man.
The Galactor says if he didn't have 1.6 million Twitter followers, this wouldn't have been news. It's a good point.
Probably not.
He posted a picture of himself sitting on the plane with his cheeks puffed out. Southwest says a customer of size policy require travelers must be able to fit safely and comfortably in one seat or make other arrangements. After a storm of angry online comments from Smith and his fans, the airline issued an apology from its own Twitter account. Oh, two can play at this game. That's awesome.
You know, just put him in the luggage area.
I know, right?
Underneath.
What's your problem? How many movies have you made? Why don't you have your own plane?
Right?
I like to hang out with the little people because he's fat. That's funny. What happened, though? Like, you should have more than enough money, right? For
to
your
get
own
lipo.
Or that. Hold on. Let me go get some of this fat sucked out.
I'll
then
be right back. Hold my spot.
Hold my plane. You have enough money to make him hold the plane, I'm sure. Fuck, dude.
It's stupid.
So later in a statement on its website titled "Not So Silent Bob," a jovial jab at the Silent Bob character. Thank you, News, for explaining that to us. Quote, "We would like to echo our tweets and again." Oh my God. Are we quoting Twitters? Is that where we're at
yep.
now in our world?
Yep.
Is that okay? Is that cool? All right. I guess. We would like to echo our tweets. And again, offer our heartfelt apologies to you. The statement said, the airline said it also accommodated Smith on a later flight, gave him a $100 voucher, and apologized by phone. Both Smith and the airline acknowledged that he bought two seats for his original flight from Oakland, the Sac town, the Bay Area, then back down, where he had spoken at the Macworld Expo conference. What was he talking about?
Yeah, no shit.
Because he went down there, he's like, hey, my pockets fit the new iPad. I'll take two. But seriously, he had two seats, so what's the problem? Like,
because you can't do that. Like,
you can if they're in the middle. You just put the armrest moves. It goes up so that it's like a bench seat.
I guess.
So what's the beef? Is he that big?
I don't know. How much does he weigh? Does it say?
I'm curious now. Does anyone know what he...
You should ask him on his tweeter thing. What's that thing called?
Does he have the scale, the tweet my weight thing set up?
Ugh.
Oh, that's embarrassing, huh?
Bah.
Yeah.
Guys are like... incoherently, the guys are covertly hooking those up to their wives' scales, and then
that's not nice.
Yeah, that's not nice.
No.
Smith insists. Okay, so he was flying standby in order to catch an earlier flight, and only one seat was available. Ah, so just wait for the next one, right?
Right.
He insisted that he was able to put both armrests down and buckle his seatbelt, which is the standard.
Yeah, right.
Suck in your guts, guys. We're the Ghostbusters. Like, really? I mean, I guess if it fit, though, but...
He'd have to, like, bring his own seatbelt or something.
It's okay. I have an extender.
Christ.
I got a bungee cord at school.
I got the extender.
I got a toe strap. Hang on.
A come-along?
Yeah,
oh, man, that's
much.
Awesome. If you didn't know, Smith is the director of the new Bruce Willis movie, Cop Out, coming to a torrent site near you. Yeah. Please don't pay for that movie. It's going to be awful. Awful.
I still want someone to send us a copy of Mommy Dearest. I talked to my uncle today and his friend, and they've all seen it, and like they remember it and shit. I really, really, really want a copy of Mommy Dearest. So if anybody can find it.
Do you think he just did this on purpose for, like, his new movie?
Who the fuck cares?
No, I think he's just massive.
Is he just that fat? That's crazy, man. Oh, man. Would you know, though, like, I need a trainer because... Or is it just so gradual you don't notice?
I think he probably thinks he has to be big because people know him as Silent Big Fat Bob, you know?
Really?
Yeah.
But
when they're like, you're
big and fat.
You're larger than life. And he's like, I'm going to be
He wasn't that fat in...
Not like this. Like, he's gotten big. He's gotten really big. Like, really. And I'm not... I don't know.
I wish it would have happened to that other guy. Who's the guy they make fun of
Jay.
In Team America? No.
Oh.
The fat...
Oh, in Team America?
What the fuck's his name?
Fuck. Fuck.
Yeah. Mm.
Michael Moore.
Yeah. I wish that would have happened to him.
Starring Michael Moore as Silent Bob. Oh, man. Here's some of his, I don't know, his tweets. It's all kind of convoluted now because it's been a few days since this happened, I guess, but... yeah, I don't even know where to start with these. But he has a Twitter. Who the fuck pays attention to CNN anymore? Everything's on Twitter now, of course. The poll reconsiders. The poll on CNN, I guess, is saying 58% of responders are on Southwest Airlines' side. He says, guess it's time I shut up about it. Last blog en route. You don't owe them a call, but having the number would give you a way to check if the call is legit. You're fucking Batman. Huh. Yeah. Anyway, that sucks. Maybe you should lose some weight.
I'm just sick of fat people. This is ridiculous. I'm sick and tired of hearing stories about, oh, I can't get on the plane because I'm too fat. Or, oh, I can't do this because I'm too fat. Oh, take pity on me because I'm so fat. Fuck you!
He has enough money to bring Macworld to him. I don't
like
know why he wasn't like, hey.
You know what? Fuck you! Stop being fat! Hey, government, please don't give these people money and call them disabled because they're fat!
Is he disabled now? Does he
no,
get
no,
a
no,
sticker?
No, 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 what you do is you fucking give them a gift certificate for the fucking liposuction place.
Do we have those?
I don't know.
They should sponsor us and we'll like have a contest.
Did you know that when you have liposuction, the fat cells actually do not grow back? So, like, if you get liposuction in your legs and you get your legs all skinny and then you get fat, your legs will be all skinny, but you're going to be, like, huge on the top.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that what happens to people that are just fat in, like, one spot because they got the rest lipoed?
It removes the fat cells.
Like,
so
what?
They don't grow back.
So, what? You couldn't pay for that one last spot? You got
it
done everywhere else except for your ass.
I don't know, dude.
Come on. That looks weird, like when they're skinny here and then skinny down there, but like then just a big old fat ass.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah, it'd be cool.
It's like a walking beanbag chair. It's so comfy. Oh, man.
So,
I'm sad about that.
Yeah,
I liked him.
I did like him, too. I enjoyed him very much, and now I don't really care anymore, so...
I'm not going to like him anymore now.
I'm done with him, man.
Women say... You know what women are saying nowadays?
I don't.
Now back
I
me up on
less,
this.
Dude.
Rape victims should take the blame. I agree. You wouldn't have got raped if your twat wasn't hanging out.
Whoa.
I mean, he didn't rape you. He just bumped into you. I mean, come on. You got your shit just hanging out there like that.
Like sleeve of wizard.
Plus five. Enchanted.
Well, chicks that are like dressed like total sluts, yeah, it's their fucking fault.
So when they get raped, was it like, I'm just being a woman and I should be able to dress any way I want?
And it's like, you can't walk around naked, okay, and
my dick's
not
just
to get raped.
Being a dick, and when it sees a vagina, it just wants to get all up in it.
I don't know.
It's control.
Both parties' faults, but if you're fucking dressing like a total whore, then you're kind of asking for it, okay?
Well, so you're saying if she's dressed like a whore, then leave a fiver.
Maybe.
Okay.
Hey, I am an escort, and the money is a gift.
It's the C word.
C word?
It's the C word. Companion.
Companion.
I am the companion.
I am a companion, I am and a the cuntpanion. Money is a gift. We didn't even watch half of that movie. Really,
and
oh,
the
God,
money is a gift. But you know what movie we did watch all of?
What?
The second.
Yeah.
Did you enjoy the second Boondock Saints movie?
I did, but kind of not. Like, they could have done way better.
You think
they
so?
They really could have. The first one, oh my God, amazing.
Like, yeah, maybe
they
you should
have left it at the first one.
Yeah. You should have left it at the first one, first of all. Second of all, maybe you shouldn't have spent all of your money on a trip to Ireland.
Maybe.
To film the first half of the second one, because that was awful.
Yeah. The first movie was great.
I enjoyed the cracked out Mexican guy. I did enjoy him.
I did too.
He reminded me of that dude on that movie in the bottle plant. The redneck guy with the mullet where he gets his nuts busted up and then the chick tries to take advantage of him. Anyway. A majority of women believe some rape victims should take responsibility for what happened. I agree. Almost three-quarters of the women who believed this said if a victim got into bed with the assailant before an attack, they should accept some responsibility. If you're going that far, then absolutely.
Yeah.
If you're in bed with him and then you're like, oh, wait, then no, you're getting raped. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
There's only one way out of this, and it's you getting raped. But I thought it was talking like just a dude sees a chick and she's dressed all like a slut and he just rapes her. But this is like you brought him home.
Yeah.
You took his money in the form of drinks and then you brought him home.
Well,
I thought we were just going to play Monopoly.
I thought we were just going to sit here and hang out.
He wanted to play chutes and ladders.
He wanted
nice.
To play
Thank
sex.
You. The operation. Hold on. That's what it should have been. Damn it. Take two. He one-third blamed victims who addressed provocatively. You're in that one-third, and me too. Or gone back to the attacker's house for a drink.
I don't even dress provocatively.
For a nightcap. No, but that's what we said. That it's based on their dress, not the fact that they actually were like, why don't you come in? Come on in.
Yeah.
My kids are asleep and my husband's gone.
Hang on, I'm just putting on my bikini.
There's some cookies and lemonade. Hey, I'm Chris Hansen. Oh, fuck.
Oh, fuck.
Fuck. If that happened, I would totally, like, ask for his autograph and be like, I knew you'd be here. I totally used that bitch to get your autograph. Man, you are so awesome. You think that would work?
No.
Probably not.
No.
Not if they had your logs. This is why you don't log chats, ladies and gentlemen. Listen up. Don't log your chats. And thank you, Ustream, for crashing.
Boom! Crash!
Boom, stick! I appreciate that, Ustream.
You should write a letter.
Everyone write a letter. Refresh your window. It's okay.
Actually, we should just make a botnet and denial of service them because we're hackers now.
Can we do that?
You're hackers yeah. now.
Is that my next elite. Lesson?
Yeah.
Crack web.
So
establish a botnet.
Did you guys do that? I'm curious.
Because we saw the movie Hackers back in 96, and we've been hacking the planet
okay,
ever
I've
since.
I've seen the movie Hackers.
Hack the planet!
Oh, dear Christ.
Sorry. Yes, you just have to refresh your page. Everyone calm down. Not the whole page. Just the window. Were you monitoring packets when that went down?
Negative.
Okay. So, one-third blamed the chicks for dressing like sluts or going to the dude's house for a drink. The survey, more than 1,000 people in London, marked the 10th anniversary of the Haven Service for rape victims. More than celebrating rape one victim at a time. Yay. More than half of those of both sexes questioned said there were some circumstances when a rape victim should accept responsibility for an attack. The study found that women were less forgiving of the victim than men. Now, why would that be? Interesting. Women are less forgiving of the victim than men. Because they're the victim. Because
they're like, I just got, like, violated, and dude's like,
dudes
I just
are like,
busted my load.
Dude, I totally just got raped by that chick. Bro, did you see that? She totally raped me. She was totally sucking my dick.
I just got taken advantage of. Sweet.
Does that ever happen, though?
Yeah.
Do guys get raped? Yeah. I know they do, obviously, because we've done stories about it. But like,
they don't talk about
it. Does that really... we don't talk about
dudes
that.
Dudes get raped by dudes, and they don't fucking talk about it.
Okay, no. Bro rape is no laughing matter, first
of all.
But
they don't talk about that. They don't turn anybody in.
Do I need to play the PSA?
Women are more weird about it to turn it in, because I guess there's more of a risk for women. Like, they can get pregnant.
Beer,
you know?
Bear says, guys do get raped. That's how fat chicks get laid.
Laid.
Cabinet.
Laid.
Oh, man.
No, but, like, I guess there's... maybe because
that's
there's more
gross.
Of a risk for women is why they, like, you know, go and, like...
Do you think it has pregnant. Anything whatsoever to do with the fact that ours is sticking out and yours is sticking in?
No.
And it's easier for us. It's like stabbing things. And for you, it's like laying down like a victim and getting stabbed. Does that have anything to do with it? I'm just asking.
No. I don't think so, dude. It's just...
It has nothing to do with
a lot
us
of women
having...
can't rape men because, one, women are, you know, obviously most...
If our dick ain't hard...
Obviously, most women are built smaller than men, and they can't manhandle a man
no,
because
men
they're
and women,
smaller.
Whoa, men and women are equal. I don't know what world you grew up in.
Okay, you know what? You might be built small like a dainty woman.
No.
So that's why you think our body styles are equal.
Where's that fucking bell at?
You turned that one around, didn't you?
Oh, Christ.
But
didn't
check this
ya?
Out, dude. If you stand a normal fucking average male next to a normal fucking average woman,
why are me and my brother
size difference?
Why are we so small?
No, just you. That doesn't run in the family, Chief.
Dude, you're small, dude.
Ask Chelsea.
You're
where's
both
Chelsea
small.
At?
Oh wait. Whoa, what are we talking
We're
about?
We're not talking about penises. We're talking
oh,
about.
I was talking about penis
stature.
Is his dick bigger than mine? Because I'll kill him right
See,
now.
Chelsea says you are leprechauns.
Yeah, but not in the pants. I'm hung like a ox or whatever.
Like a box of oxen.
I think he's making up for something.
Anyway, for what?
He's compensating.
For his weapon caption.
You guys are both small. I don't understand that.
It's
so weird.
We were
short.
Built
short.
For dodgeball and for running Ethernet cables.
Jesus Christ.
No? And for fucking bitches.
Anyway, so Whoa. That's why women don't really
I get
rape
up in the
men.
Vagina and I fuck
I
it from
it
the
when
inside.
You talk when I talk!
I fuck it from the inside. And I punch it. Like... Brr, 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 ding. Okay, what? What? Now I'm smoking. What?
That's why women don't rape men very often, is because women are normally smaller than men and can't hold them down or, you know.
But also, any woman on any given day can just go to a bar and get laid. Like, just like that, right?
No.
Easier than a guy could, though.
Yes,
a guy has to go in and
could.
Like put pills in the drink and like get them drunk and gain their trust and all that bullshit.
Right,
chick
right.
can be like, I have a vagina, who wants to fill it? And she'll have a line of guys. Not all of them.
I don't know why it's like
that's
that.
Weird, isn't it? I can't go to a bar and be like, I got a dick, who wants to suck it? I mean, maybe
3/4 of a dick.
I got 3/4 of a dick.
Oh,
who Christ. Wants to help me hold it up? But no, like that's weird, right? But they want to be equal. I don't get it.
Nolly's Undead has a good point. She is
Please?
Bullshit, or he or she, whatever it is. But
Nolly's
bullshit.
Undead is a dude.
Okay, whatever. This bullshit. Any woman could buy a strap-on and a stun gun. Bam, bitch.
I was thinking of like a dick splint. Like I was talking about on that one episode where you would just, you know, build a little splint for it and then rape him. You're kind of fucking the stick with, like, a gooey center in the middle of, like, two sticks. But,
Weird.
You know, it does the trick, right? Come on. Nothing?
But I don't know, dude. I don't know. I don't understand that either. Like,
yeah, that's
chicks
weird.
Can, like, flash their boobs and, like, everyone's like, yo, boobs. And, like, a dude can flash his penis and they're like, police.
yeah, right? Like, 911?
Yeah.
Like, a chick.
It's a penis!
A chick can climb 3/4 the way up the corporate ladder by using her assets alone. Tits, boobs.
Yeah. And some blowjobs.
And some blowjobs. A dude will get sexual harassment charges, first of all. Second, you can't do it.
Well, I think that's
we
why
have
I
to
think
know
that,
things.
That they're not talking to this chick at work, at my work, because she's a woman, and I think that my boss, being a man...
He's afraid he'll get raped.
No, he's... No.
Oh.
No.
No?
He's afraid that he's gonna hurt her feelings or something. Like, he's afraid to be like, hey, you're fucking up and I don't like it.
You well, know? You have to be a little more tactful than that, I think.
Well, dude, like,
otherwise
the
they start crying. They start crying. You can't just go up to a bitch and be like, you're fucking up, quit it. You yelled at me. You have to be like, but we need to have a meeting, and we have some issues, and we need to resolve them, and I know a good counselor if you want to talk about your feelings and this and that, you know? Like, you
But
you
the
can.
Thing is he'll fucking straight up come to me and be like, you did this wrong, fuck you, you did that wrong, what the fuck's your problem, I hate the way you walk, blah,
right.
blah, blah. Like, what the fuck? I don't understand.
Because you put forth that more masculine alpha. You're the alpha chick in that place. And I think you probably assert more dominant features than the alpha male in that place. And I don't think he likes that very much. And I think that's why he's making you down there be her bitch, so that she kind of keeps you in check with the seniority before your alpha female will run rampant in there and
you
just
don't even know what you're saying
bring
now.
The whole place
just
down.
Say,
I'm saying that if a corporation was
else.
Run by a bunch of dick-sucking chicks, it would go to shit. They need guys to actually do things there. You can't just get coffee all day.
Count it.
Are you serious?
I'm just saying.
Are you serious?
You have to... You can't...
That's all we would do is get coffee all day?
Well, you would, you know...
Because I don't cook?
What? I'm saying in a corporate setting... Guys can't just climb the ladder like that because they need to know stuff to actually make the business work.
So
the chick,
a company of women couldn't do shit?
Help me, Mark.
Right, because chicks don't know stuff. That's what he said, if you'd pay
Thank
attention.
Thank you, that's what I'm saying. Thank you very much. Of the women
I hate
who
you.
Believe some victims should take responsibility, 71%
Fuck
thought a person
you.
Should accept responsibility when getting into bed with someone, compared with 57% of men. Who 23% have or have
just
not
kill
raped.
All of them. I'm sick of
I know.
Everyone. Fuck
all
everyone.
Those dumb bitches.
Nuke the world.
No, hack the planet. Come on. Elizabeth Harrison from Haven said there was never an excuse for forcing a woman to do something she did not want to. I'm going to let you have this one.
I don't care.
Except for... Oh, really?
Really.
Oh, man. I was waiting for like three of them, like one at a time.
What?
Quote, clearly women are in a position where they need to take off all... Where they need to take responsibility for themselves. But whatever you wear and whatever you do does not give somebody else the right to rape you.
What does give
Words
the right to rape you?
To live by. I don't know. That see that's the stance that they have and they're like rah. And they dress like sluts. Why are you dressing like that then? If not to evoke
attract.
That emotion in a man. Why? That's what your tits are for. Are you nursing? Then put them away unless they're
hey,
for me to lick.
Shut up. I like the girls that dress like sluts.
Well, yeah, I'm just saying. Don't be weird when we're back there, like, taking pictures of you and shit. That's all I'm saying.
I don't know, dude. I never fucking...
What?
I never fucking did that or understood that.
Understood what?
I don't know. Like, I go to work and I wear shit like this. I go out and I kind of wear the same shit. So...
That's because you're not the average, like,
That's what
chick.
I'm saying. And see, that's...
Remember, you're the alpha bull dyke chick is what he said. What
I'm
going to
beat
say?
The shit out of you both.
I didn't say that, but that is a good point.
God.
But no, do you is that weird though? Like why don't you feel the urge to flaunt those rockin' knockers?
Because I don't give a fuck.
Because you already have a man? I got a man.
No, because
what's
I
your
just
man
don't
got
care.
To do with me?
What?
I got a man. What's your man got
I
to do with me?
I go out once in a while and I fucking dress like a chick and shit or whatever. I just don't like fucking taking the time to get ready to go somewhere. I don't care
hey, yo,
enough.
I don't like taking the time I to just, get all dolled up for you there.
I just don't care enough.
Fuck it.
I don't... You know what? This is Kalispell. I don't care
Impress
about
me,
what people
damn it.
Fucking...
Care about me. Why don't you care about me?
Because I don't give a fuck.
What happened? I remember
you're
there was a time
an asshole, and
you
I don't
used
impress you.
To give a fuck. No. I bought you a kitten.
Yeah, it's fake.
Would you like a real stuffed kitten?
I get a real stuffed kitten, I'm leaving. I'm totally leaving.
Oh my god. That was horrible. Oh, fuck. That's for you. All right. Well, so...
If you give me a real stuffed kitten, I will leave you.
That was horrible. Stop raping women, is, I guess. We'll stop raping you more if you stop wearing less. Or if you start wearing less. We'll start raping you less.
That's why I'm just going to wear this. I don't want to get raped. I don't really want to fuck half the time.
Moving on. Florida. Like to talk about Florida every once
God's
and again.
God's waiting room, Florida.
God, exactly, one and the same. A woman tried to throw homemade bombs at her neighbor because she was upset about his use of a computer.
Oh.
Was he hacking?
Was he hacking web? That's not what that's for.
Was he art poisoning? And
possibly. Packet injection? Mm-hmm. A man called Daytona Beach Shores Police Sunday evening to report that another resident at his condom complex had pushed him and tried to take his laptop. Ward told police, Marie John told him his room would burn for using the computer. Was it a Mac and he just hates Apple? I don't get it. I mean, there's no reason we can't all get along on the same network. We're all just packets. Come on.
Maybe they were just psycho. I don't really
The man
know.
Decided not to press charges because he was not in fear of John, who's 46. John Locke, you do not scare me. John told police people were being murdered over the internet and computers were not allowed on the property. Hey, not on my watch. No internet, no computers on the property between 8 and 6 and weekends.
Maybe
except
he
for
knew
Sunday.
That this dude was, like, downloading child porn.
I don't think it has anything to do with that.
And he was like, dude, I know what you're doing. And, like, try to smash his computer and shit.
Less than an hour later, the man called police back to the Pirate's Cove. Oh,
yes.
It all becomes clear. He lived in the Pirate's Cove.
So he was a child molester. Yar. Pirate's Cove.
Oh, no. He told police John followed him to the parking lot and attempted to light a rag. That was partially stuffed into... I'm going to let you finish the sentence. Light a rag.
Into, and a fucking cocktail bottle or
thank
some
you,
shit.
With gasoline, of course. That just was funny, though. It was like in a rag stuffed into a...
God.
Vagina is what I was thinking.
You're so funny.
Police said the man was able to knock the bottle out of John's hand, but he just took one down and then passed it around, and now there's 98 of them. And he fled the condo. Officers said they could smell gas coming from John's condo, where they found two more Molotov cocktails and a gas can, of course. Can't make Molotov cocktails without a gas can.
Sure you can.
Yeah, you
well,
can.
You need something to hold the gasoline in.
No, you use, like, a bottle of whiskey.
Yeah.
Okay. He was drinking the bottle of whiskey, probably.
Like some McCormick's vodka? That's perfect.
They're in Bud Light bottles left over from the Super Bowl. Or, excuse me, from Bud Bowl 28.
Nice.
Stuffed with rags. That's awesome. John told the officer she was forced to make the bombs because people were being murdered through the internet and she had received a presidential pardon prior to, quote, pumping the gas. End what? Quote.
They're just
that's
crazy,
awesome.
Dude.
Why
I
would
think.
You... Get off the internet, quick! Because of the RIAA, maybe. Because they were pirates.
All right.
That is the moral of the story.
So, anyway, for the dude I work with, Eric, he's really cool. Just because I'm awesome, he wanted me to say Lee Workus is a douchebag.
Who's Lee Workus?
I don't know. He says that he said next show that you have, make sure that you say Lee Workus is a douchebag. He's a big fan of the show. I guess it's a friend of Eric's, and he wants to call him out and be like, "Hey, you're a douche."
Is that what we've been reduced to? Fake,
yeah.
Fake marriage proposals and calling each other douchebags.
Hey, you know what? You know
hey,
this guy Eric is really good at work, and I appreciate him a lot.
Oh, that's
so
awesome.
You know what?
Can I just
I'll
say,
this.
Hey, Josh Smith from the Big Mouse Podcast, you're a douchebag.
Hey, yeah, hey,
can
hey,
I say
Nikki
that?
From the big... never mind.
That's enough.
That's, yeah.
But seriously.
Hey, Keith, no, never mind.
I'm calling you out. Calling you all out.
Yeah.
All right, well, Are you ready to get the fuck out?
It's only 109, man. It's up to you.
It's up to you.
You got anything else to
okay,
say?
Okay, so do you know what polygamy is?
Kind of.
Do you know how to fight it?
No.
By castrating dudes, okay? You fight polygamy by cutting their dicks off with a kitchen knife.
All right.
The woman cuts off her husband's penis, then stabs him to death. His All right. physical abuse and his decision to take a new wife drove her to such action.
That's what's going to happen if you cheat on me.
What? Okay. You're going to kill the woman I cheat? So
she's going to cut your pee-pee off.
Any chick I don't...
We got it.
So any chick I don't like, I just need to fuck. You'll kill her and then...
Kill you.
Well, actually, I'll worry about that.
I'll cut your pee-pee off.
The rest of your pee-pee off.
The rest of it?
God damn, that never gets old.
It doesn't. I love it. Thank you. Her husband's extreme physical abuse and his decision... See, I don't abuse you, though. I get abused, if anything.
I'm saying, if you cheat on me...
Oh, okay, so this has nothing to do with with the abuse. It's the polygamy part.
I will cut off your cock and balls.
Really?
If
Why are you
that.
Such a cunt?
Why would you cheat
I
on
mean,
me?
I mean, I understand my dick is so awesome and you just want to save it all for yourself, because I understand that, but you don't have to kill other bitches.
Look, I didn't say I was going to kill the bitch.
Plenty
I'm going to cut
in the
your
sea,
dick
dude.
Off.
What if you cheated on him? Do you scrape your box out?
I'm not going to cheat on him.
With a wire brush?
Yikes.
I won't cheat on him. By the time I want to cheat on him, I'll just break up with him.
So what if I just break... What if I break up with you first?
Fine.
Then you'll keep your cock and your balls.
All right. I don't like how that works out.
Wait a minute.
I want to just cheat, but I want to keep my cock and balls.
No.
Why do you have to call it cheating? This isn't a game, is it? Because you can only cheat at games.
Because you're with me, and if you put your dick in somebody else, it's cheating, and I will kill you.
That's not cheating.
What
it
are you cheating
awesome.
At, though? Like, what am I gaining by that? Like, oh, you're getting more pussy than I want you to have.
Yes.
Yeah, that's not fair. Then you have to put out every time we want to have some sex, right?
Absolutely right.
Boom.
Boom stick.
Look,
absolutely.
She's confuzzled.
What?
I don't understand.
Just don't cheat on me. You cheat on me, it's over, dude.
Okay.
Okay.
But and you will in return, you will never leave me want for sexual satisfaction, right?
Fuck you.
Like, I would never have to go look for it because I'm so satisfied,
That's
right?
what you have the fleshlight for, I
would
assume.
Exactly.
Is that cheating? You didn't kill the fleshlight.
No, I...
Would it be cheating if, like,
I
some
encourage.
Other chick was holding the fleshlight yes. and he was fucking it? Why?
What if cool. I was standing there, some chick was holding it, and Mark pushed me, and my dick just
like,
went
whoops,
into the fleshlight?
My dick.
And
that
then
whole
she,
setup is
and
fucked,
then what
okay?
If, and then, hold on, then what if she pushed me back Wait. And then Mark, like, pushed me again?
Don't bring me into this, because I'm going to keep my cock and my balls, too.
No, that whole oh, setup fuck. Is effed, okay? If you're standing there with your cock out in front of a chick, it's over, dude.
Like, oops.
You know, if I walk in oops, and your cock oopsies. Is out and there's a chick in the room... I'm not even going to ask questions.
It's not what it
okay?
looks like.
Hold on. What does it look like?
I won't even ask questions.
So what if
okay?
we're at the Florida show and there happens to be chicks there and I just stand up and whip it out? Are you going to kill them all?
I'll kill you.
Hold on. Why me?
Because you're doing it.
I'm not... But they're the ones that have the vaginas that you're
But
you
you're
don't
the
like.
One taking action and whipping your dick out.
But he would have
they
pushed
have
me
like,
into the fleshlight.
Hey,
I didn't move forward.
Just don't cheat on me.
It's not a game. Don't treat our relationship like a game.
This is a
serious.
Monogamous relationship.
This is real
not...
life.
Monogamy.
This is real life.
Yeah.
Mahogany is
You'll
a beautiful
be real
wood,
dead
though.
If you cheat on me.
Dachach. Dachach is where this is from, by the way.
Okay.
She cut his dick off with a kitchen knife and then stabbed him to death.
I'll use those knives to you just bought me a while ago, too.
That's irony.
Those nice, Yikes. Sharp
Hey,
ones.
Where did you get those? Oh, he bought them for me. That's so fantastic.
I like that chopping knife. It's nice.
The chop chop?
Oh, God.
That's a...
You
What's
should do
it called?
That instead. Put That's his a- dick under the slap chop. You ever seen that thing?
Yes.
Ooh, yikes.
Oh, man, that would be great. The incident... This is horrible. To get your... Would you just kill yourself? Like, if she wouldn't have killed him, he would have killed himself, right?
Probably.
Probably.
He could have got one sewn on or something. Like, some know. Kind of implant.
A dick?
Yeah.
I don't think that's
how
it works.
Depends on how she cut
there.
It off. They could have just sewed it back on if it's a nice clean
Very
cut.
Very angrily.
Well, dude, me angry is with a chopping knife and I'm like, dish! One solid fucking whack and it's gone. And it's a clean fucking cut, so could sew it back on easily.
Anyways.
You and your dicks.
This dude had two more wives and was planning to take a fourth one in a... That's nuts. I would stop it at two. Like, any more than that? Can you imagine when they sync up? When they right-click, sync podcast, sync all. When they sync all, forget it. You cannot win. You have to leave. You have to take a vacation every month for about a week when that happens. You couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. I don't know what kind of man this is, but no way. I don't even want to. I wouldn't even want to.
Okay.
He was this is retarded. She grew tired of his unfaithfulness, so she just cut his dick off and then killed him. So that's that. There's a tree carved into the shape of a dick in a neighborhood in Tempe, Arizona. Did you see that? It's kind of a cool picture. It's just a big dick.
Is that what 26's picture is on Twitter? Because it looks like a big white dick.
No, this is looks like a big wood dick.
Is it like brown?
Neighbors say the carved woodwork went up in the backyard of a home a few weeks ago. They carved it all by themselves, it looks like, said Susan Wood,
oh, wow.
who lives nearby. I'm a little bit speechless, said Wood. A little bit funny, but probably something that needs to be taken down. You can just set it there in my bedroom. I'll take care of it. I'm thinking it looks a little phallic.
You got any more in there?
I'm just going down the line here. It's 8 feet tall, said Aaron Friedman, who walks his dog by the carved object daily. It's a big tree that was carved into a male phallus.
It's called a penis.
It's called a big dick. It's called the one wood. The owner was issued a violation notice for having a dead tree, said Jeff Tamalala.
Dead wood.
Thank you. That was a great show. The violation was served. Neighbors say the tree was dead and unattractive before it was carved up. They said
now it's pretty. Look,
little circumcision goes a long way.
Oh, that, dude, that is it like one. An uncircumcised, like
Thank
nasty
you. That
anteater
was,
penis?
That's what it looked like before, and now it is clean.
Oh, now okay. Yay!
All right. Well, last one before we call it a night here. This woman found herself with a spatula in her
vagina.
What do you call it? It took 5 months for this Czech woman, not like Czech, but like
Czechoslovakia.
Thank you.
God,
like
thank you.
That.
Thank
to
you.
Discover the reason for her pain. Doctors had left a foot long medical instrument inside her abdomen. This could have been you. It was only this month that doctors at a clinic in the southeastern town of Ivansice.
No, see, because I got my surgery in America.
Oh, right.
Right,
where our
right.
doctors.
And it was laparoscopic and like tiny holes.
Things.
You can't really drop shit in there.
That's true.
Yeah.
There's just a camera in there, but I asked him to leave that in. It's fine.
It's cool.
It was only this month that they found it. They forgot to remove the spatula-like instrument from the woman after gynecological surgery. Gynecological. Yeah. Gynecological. Got it. Huh.
Okay.
A regional official apologized to... I don't know where to start. What's the sound when it's a Z and a D like right next to each other? What does that make? And then an E. Anyway, she's 66. She said she was going to be compensated, of course, with a brand new gynecological tool.
Woo.
I want you to have this.
This is my gift to you.
This is for you.
This is our parting gift.
And three goats and probably some rice.
Yes.
Right. That's their. That's how they pay, right?
So they left Rice. A spatula in her.
Is that
abdomen.
The what? What is that? What's what part is the spatula? Is that like the tongue depressor? Like,
I don't know, dude. It's a spatula, fucking spatula, dude.
But like for real, is it a spatula or
it's
is
a spatula-like object? So I'm assuming it's some fucking metal thing.
What the
fuck's
it for?
That's flat.
Are you flipping pancakes in there or what?
It's like a rib spreader. You put it in and.
No, but it's not because it's a spatula.
Oh, right. If it was
flipping
a rib.
Ovaries
okay.
and shit. I don't
okay.
know.
For cooking eggs. There we go. Okay. Well, you got anything else you want to say before we get the fuck out of here?
I'm good.
Just
Mark.
Hack the planet.
Hack the fucking planet. What's your favorite show right now, Mark?
Me?
What's that show called?
Which one?
Your favorite one.
I don't have a favorite one.
Well, what have you been listening to lately?
Oh, yeah, that one.
What's it called?
I don't remember. Remember when I asked you for the name of it?
Fantastic.
But it's a good one.
It is a good one.
Wow.
Everyone's shit is not secure, and you can pay us $2 million to fix that, right, Verizon?
Right.
Thank you so much. I want to thank you.
Chelsea says Heroes.
Heroes. What?
Their favorite show.
That's a good one. Also, Entourage is a good one.
Oh, man.
Favorite show.
All right. Email us info at thejamhole.com. Thejamhole.com is where all our shit's at. Check out that dodgeball video. It's pretty sweet. It's on the feed or thejamhole.com. There's a post there for it, of course.
And send money to send my brother to DEF CON.
Yeah. Do you guys live in Vegas? Who lives in Vegas that listens to this show? Is that where it's at, right?
I will
yeah.
after April. I mean,
so DEF CON's what? July
the 31st through the August 4th or something.
Right. So if you're going to DEF CON, I might be there. He'll
be
there.
In July?
I'll be there. We'll be hacking the planet.
Oh my God, dude. Yes. Please leave in July.
Bring your 128-bit web keys.
I'm going to go fishing the entire time you're gone.
Well, we're going to go fuck chicks in Vegas the
and
entire
that's
time.
That's what I'm talking about. Fuck chicks
and what happens
do blow.
In Vegas. Stay
right,
in Vegas.
If my dick fucking a chick in Vegas happens to stay in Vegas and I don't bring it here where you see it.
Except herpes. That
loophole.
Should come back with you.
Right, well, I'm not going to bring that. That has, no, that abides by the rule. It stays in Vegas. Herpes stays in Vegas, dude. Because I know I should have had something on that STD test.
Yikes.
It all stayed in Vegas. Pretty
you get
sure
home, I have like a lie detector test. Chilling.
Metal detector, pussy detector, let me smell your dick, and I'm going to need you to pee in this. Jesus Christ. All right, so yeah, thejamhole.com/donate. Help me buy some beats or send me to DEF CON or something. Someone's going to buy me a ticket, I hope, right? Right? Someone's got to. You got to. All right. Well, we'll talk to you guys Wednesday. See ya.
Bye.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. .com.